540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The family of a man who died after they say he was beaten by Memphis police following a traffic stop is urging calm once body cam video is released today. Tyree Nichols' mother, Rovon Wells.
You can get your point across, but we don't need to tear up our cities, people, because we do have to live in them.
Reporter Chris Fox has more.
I'm sad and angry for the family of Tyree Nichols.
Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland called the action of the five police officers charged with Nichols' murder awful.
I am also angry for the many good men and women of the Memphis Police Department.
Adding that no one, including law enforcement, is above the law. Memphis Police Chief C.J. Davis was quick to fire the five officers.
This is a failing of basic humanity toward another individual.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Memphis.
This is sentencing day for a January 6th rioter who pepper sprayed a Capitol Hill police officer. That officer, Brian Sicknick, collapsed and died the next day. 33-year-old Julian Cater pleaded guilty. Prosecutors are asking for 7.5 years in prison. A 34-year-old native of Uzbekistan has been convicted of murder in the deaths of 8 people after he drove his truck into a New York City bike path. WCBS-TV's Alice Gaynor is in Manhattan.
Investigators found knives and sheets of paper in his vehicle, a confession. He asked to fly an ISIS flag in his hospital room and proudly smiled while boasting to the FBI about what he'd done and why, choosing Halloween 2017 because he knew it would be crowded and the West Side bike path because it was easy.
President Biden spoke by phone with the man who wrestled a gun away from the suspect in the massacre that killed 11 people at a dance hall in Monterey, California, Saturday.
And I think sometimes we underestimate incredible acts of courage. Someone shooting has a semi-automatic pistol aimed at you, and you think about others. That's pretty profound.
The National Archives is asking all former presidents and vice presidents to check their personal files for classified documents after material marked classified turned up at Mike Pence's home this week. Correspondent Robert Costa.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas is threatening to hold up the president's nominees until the administration shares more about what exactly was found at the residences of presidents past and present.
An asteroid the size of a big truck raced over southern Chile last night and no one got hurt. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
It was just 2,200 miles above Earth's surface. That is 10 times closer than communication satellites and 100 times closer than the moon.
Scientists say that's one of the closest approaches on record. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM The Shaw.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes! Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, you know, welcome back to the third hour of our program, by the way. You know how Shakespeare referred to something being rotten in Denmark? I think we could extend that metaphor to Ohio. Weird stuff going on in that state. On the line with us is David DeWitt. He's the editor-in-chief of the Ohio Capital Journal. The website, appropriately, ohiocapitaljournal.com. His Twitter handle, DC_DeWitt, DEWITT, or at Ohio Cap Journal. David, welcome to the program. What is going on here with this this First Energy and your former Speaker of the House? I mean, this is like something out of a bad novel.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me on. And yeah, it really is. We've entered the first week of testimony and opening statements this week in the billion-dollar bailout First Energy political bribery scandal of former Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder and former Ohio Republican Party Chair Matt Borges. It's what federal prosecutors call the biggest bribery and money laundering scandal in Ohio history. And what's happened here is basically Householder is accused of making a scheme with First Energy executives that funneled $61 million into his political machine to elect a slate of candidates to the Ohio House that made him speaker. And in return, they passed a suite of deregulation and bailout money worth $1.3 billion to First Energy to basically subsidize their struggling coal and nuclear power plant generators amid the rise of natural gas. And what we learned this week is that it all started, like you said, like it's out of a bad novel, with a series of swanky dinners in D.C. at steakhouses with people flying on private jets to hatch up this scheme that siphoned more than $1 billion away from everyday Ohioans. So we're in the middle of that trial.
This is amazing. I mean, I've been saying for years, the cheapest investment that corrupt businesses can make is buying politicians, because it's so cheap. They spent $60 million on your former Speaker of the House there in Ohio and made, what, $1.3 billion?
Right. Yeah. They're spending millions to make billions, and politicians are being bought for millions to give away billions in public dollars and public resources. It's pretty atrocious.
So,
no doubt.
So Mike DeWine is your Republican governor, and he comes across as kind of Mr. Milquetoast, you know, in national media. Is he involved in all this?
Yes, there are fingerprints of this scandal all over his administration, especially those of his Lieutenant Governor John Husted. But it's been revealed. So these arrests were made in 2020, the summer of 2020. Larry Householder was arrested. Borges was arrested. Three different lobbyists were arrested, and Generation Now, the dark money group, were charged. Now, First Energy entered a deferred prosecution agreement. Two of the lobbyists pleaded guilty and entered plea agreements. One of the lobbyists died by suicide wearing a DeWine for Governor t-shirt after writing a tell-all book. And Generation Now, the dark money group, has also pleaded guilty. Through all of this, we've learned that the head watchdog for utilities in Ohio, appointed by DeWine, was bribed. First Energy admitted to bribing in their deferred prosecution agreement $4.3 million to do their bidding. It's also been revealed that another dark money group that First Energy funneled money through to elect their preferred slate of political candidates was controlled by a senior DeWine aide who was also a First Energy lobbyist. And he's since resigned, but DeWine has stood by him the whole time, and he has basically shown a complete lack of outrage about any of this. He's played the duck and cover game as far as his administration's role, which keeps being revealed. Two of the First Energy executives said that DeWine and Husted personally played battlefield triage, is what they called it, to save this bribed regulator's nomination during a critical vote. And so DeWine and Husted and nobody in their administration specifically has been charged in the racketeering case as it stands now. But it's clear that there are connections and influence peddling and all sorts of dirty dealings that have happened to do the bidding of this massive energy corporation and basically rob Ohioans of $1.3 billion.
It seems to me, if nothing else, like another great example of why we need publicly owned utilities rather than private for-profit operations when you know, utilities are natural monopolies. You only have one wire coming into your house. The whole idea that the free market is going to solve anything when there's absolutely no competition in the utility space is nuts. But that's my editorial commentary. Would you agree with that perspective? Or actually, I don't care if, you know, whether I'm not trying to put you in a position where you're offering an opinion. I realize you're a reporter, not an editorialist. But
no, I'm an opinion writer, actually.
Oh, you are? Okay, great.
I'm the editor. I'm an opinion columnist. So my opinions are very clearly known. And yes, I think that I totally agree. I think this is a perfect textbook example of regulatory capture and the damage that it could be done with it. This is really hurting everyday Ohioans. Now, a lot of the bill since this federal prosecution racketeering case broke open has been repealed, but parts of it remain. Currently, Ohioans are still paying $233,000 every day to prop up two coal-fired plants. One of them's in Indiana. It's not even in Ohio. So this scandal, even though these numbers are kind of big and unfathomable and the scheme is very complicated intentionally, this scandal appears on every Ohioan's electric bill every month. Wow. We're still being robbed.
You mentioned Generation Now. What is that?
So this is a dark money group that was set up just a couple weeks after the swanky D.C. dinners. It was set up by the lobbyist who participated in those dinners, who has pleaded guilty, Jeff Longstreth. And the same day that he set up that 501c4 dark money group, he messaged with the then vice president of First Energy asking for money. Shortly thereafter, First Energy started putting quarterly $250,000 payments into this account. By 2018, Householder had $1 million in this dark energy or this dark money account to elect his slate of candidates. And eventually the First Energy donations amounted to the $61 million that has been reported.
Wow. So it was basically just a dark money pastor. I with the name Generation Now. Now, I realize it could be a pun on, you know, generating electricity. I assumed it might be some phony grassroots group or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically a pass-through. Federal prosecutors allege it to be is Larry Householder's. He controlled it to funnel these political donations to himself and his preferred candidates, and also used it to take $400,000 to $500,000 personally to pay off his credit cards and repair his Florida home. He calls that a loan, but it was reported by Cleveland.com yesterday that he never bothered to disclose that so-called loan on his ethics financial disclosure forms. Right. And then he called it a gift, and then he called it a loan again. And his defense is really kind of crumbling because he can't even define the difference between a loan and a gift. We'll see how it plays with the jury. But
yeah, we're talking with David DeWitt. He's the editor-in-chief of the Ohio Capital Journal, ohiocapitaljournal.com. David, you mentioned Husted, Secretary of State or Attorney General? He's the Secretary of
John
State.
John Husted, Lieutenant Governor.
Oh, Lieutenant Governor. Thank you. He's
the one right hand man.
His name keeps popping up around voter suppression efforts. Is that, and I understand, before the last two elections that he and Mr. DeWine went on quite a jeremiad, knocking people off the voting rolls. Is that still a thing going on in Ohio? And is anybody paying attention to it?
Well, yeah. So I think that it's important to put this particular scandal in the context of literally decades of political corruption in Ohio, because this is how Ohio government is run. And that's what my latest column is really about, is that it's going to take decades to fix this because it's been a pay-to-play private profiteering political corruption scandal for literally decades. And so as far as what underwrites that or makes it possible is a series of attacks on voters and democracy, starting first, I believe, with gerrymandering. Republicans have gerrymandered Ohio for 30 years. In the last 2 years, there's been a battle over gerrymandering between a bipartisan majority on the Ohio Supreme Court and the Republicans, who produced unconstitutional maps ruled so by the bipartisan court 7 times to enforce their undue advantage. So we don't actually have legitimate representative democracy in Ohio, which has allowed this corruption to flourish. And we see it not just with this First Energy electricity utility scandal. We also see it with fossil fuel carve-outs and sweetheart lawmaking. We've seen it with for-profit private charter schools that have ripped off Ohio public schools by $600 million. We've seen it in payday lending, nursing homes, Medicaid, and pharmacy drug prices, awarding billion-dollar contracts to companies that have settled with the state for ripping us off with fraud, after the settlement, awarding them more billion-dollar contracts.
Wow.
And what makes all of this possible is that we don't have representative democracy. Ohio is a Republican state, but we're a 54-46 Republican state. We have a legislature that is 75% in the Senate or more, I think, now with the latest round of gerrymandering. They have 67 out of 99 House seats, so 67% essentially. The congressional districts are 2/3 Republican in a 54-46 state. So it loads the game. It rigs elections essentially by depriving voters of the actual opportunity for representative democracy. And it greases the wheels for all of this corruption because they are not held accountable at the ballot box.
Yeah, it's just a breathtaking story. David DeWitt, the editor-in-chief of the Ohio Capital Journal, ohiocapitaljournal.com. David, thanks so much for dropping by. You are a font of wisdom and information. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
My pleasure. It's a story that is worth covering. Check it out, ohiocapitaljournal.com. You can get the whole story there. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. It's 17 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, now it's 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with your calls. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option.
Watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at hartmanreport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, hartmanreport.com. For me, going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time, you're probably fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you had protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data, and it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it, and your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 a person selling personal information on the dark web. Now, I've used ExpressVPN for almost a decade now because it creates a secure encrypted tunnel between my device and the internet. It does the same for you. So your sensitive data cannot be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use, you just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. It works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom. You get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my, M&Ms. On Monday this week, on Twitter, the Mars Company, the company that makes M&Ms candies, announced that they are their spokes candies are taking an indefinite pause from their advertising duties. Why? Because Tucker Carlson and conservatives are very upset with the M&Ms. They're, you know, Eminem, they change their packages a lot, and people actually collect these things. I mean, they're literally collector's items. You can buy them and sell them on eBay, you know, old candy bars and stuff like that. And M&M's apparently keep for a long time. Maybe it's the sugar coating around the chocolate or something. I don't know, but people collect them. And so they come up with these new, you know, packages all the time. And they had come up with a pack of all-female M&M's. And then they kind of changed what the all-female M&M's were wearing. They switched from go-go boots to sneakers on the green M&M's, and the brown M&M's switched from stilettos to more practical heels. And according to Tucker Carlson, this made the M&M females less sexually appealing. And he's really upset about that. He says, this is, honest to God, this is what Tucker Carlson said of Fox News, quote, M&M's will not be satisfied until every last cartoon character is deeply unappealing and totally androgynous, until the moment you wouldn't want to have a drink with any of them. That's the goal. When you're totally turned off, we've achieved equity. They've won. Maybe he was saying this tongue-in-cheek. I don't know, but it's totally bizarre. I mean, the idea that our American candies need to have genders and they have to be appealing rather than androgynous, and I'm it's just incredible. I mean, you know, it's like Eminem finally came out and said, America, let's talk. In the last year, we've made some changes to our beloved spokes candies. We weren't sure if anyone would even notice, and we definitely didn't think it would break the internet. But now we get it. Even a candy's shoes can be polarizing, which was the last thing M&M's wanted, since we're all about bringing people together. Therefore, we've decided to take an indefinite pause from the spokes candies. Right. The green M&M and the brown M&M have been pictured sitting together, and Tucker Carlson is all flipped out about this. It means the green M&M is not sexually available to him? I don't know. I mean, is this normal for wealthy conservatives to get mad about candies not being sexually available to them? It's just bizarre. It's absolutely bizarre. And yet this is a thing on the right. It's the thing all over right-wing media. I'm just scratching my head here. Maybe you know more about this than I do. I just have your head explode. Anyhow, I got to tell you about Biden is going to restore the Songus National Forest and our Tongass National Forest, and the Natural Resources Committee, the Republicans, are a total freak show. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And of course, right after those two quick stories, I will be picking up your phone calls, so we will be right back.
Bills piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinovite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dynavite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
Get a free probiotics booster with your purchase of Dynavite for dogs by using code DOG at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
I'm starting the new year just the way I finished it, with one great night's sleep after another, thanks to my Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest, most comfortable sheets ever. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. And with over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website, they're clearly doing just that. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth. So get cozy now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Police in Memphis are expected to release body cam video today of the beating of a black man who tried to run away from a traffic stop. Tyree Nichols' mother, Rayvon Wells.
I didn't see it, but from what I hear, it's going to be horrific.
He is urging protests be peaceful. A New York jury has convicted an Uzbek native of murder after he drove a truck into a bike path, killing eight people. WCBS TV's Alice Gaynor.
Now they must determine the punishment, and this conviction qualifies for the death penalty.
The National Archives is calling on all former presidents and vice presidents to search their files for possible classified documents after new material turned up at Vice President Pence's home this week. FBI Director Christopher Wray.
People need to be conscious of the rules regarding classified information and appropriate handling of it. Those rules are there for a reason.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
We are joined by the 57th Assembly District Representative, Lee Snodgrass. Thanks for being here.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Ooh, Welcome back. It is 34 minutes past the hour, and I got a couple of quick stories here. I think this is absolutely fascinating. Joe Biden, you'll recall when Donald Trump was president, of course, you know, he hates the environment, as Republicans do. If you can't turn nature into cash, screw it, right? to hell with it. So the Songus or Tongass National Forest near Juneau, Alaska, is the largest intact temperate rainforest in the world. And Trump wanted to open it up for logging. It's 9.37 million acres of roadless area. And, you know, it has it's important to the Native Americans in the region. It is important to the hunters and farmers in the region. It's important. I mean, it's ecologically, it's been very important to the region itself. And, you know, Trump wanted to just tear it apart. So Biden just reversed that. He's reinstated protections for that 9.37 million acres. God bless him. That's good stuff. Speaking of natural resources, this is the freak show of the people that Kevin McCarthy put on the House Natural Resources Committee that oversee things like the Tongass National Forest. First of all, we've got Republican Bruce Westerman of Arkansas. He's the new chairman of the Natural Resources Committee. The League of Conservation Voters gave him a 4% lifetime score. In other words, 96% of the time he votes against the environment and in favor of developers and things like that. In a 2017 interview with the Washington Examiner, a right-wing newspaper, he said, "I assume if climate's changing, it's changing in Arkansas as well as other places. So I did a little research and found out that the number of forest fires in Arkansas has actually decreased over the past 20 years. If climate change was causing more fires, we'd see a lot more of them than what's in the baseline." Well, gee whiz, Bruce Westerman. Could it be that Arkansas, instead of getting more drought, is getting more rain? I mean, you know, climate change doesn't, just because climate is changing doesn't mean that Arkansas is going to get California's weather necessarily. But apparently he's not bright enough to figure that out. He was a big fan of the Resilient Federal Forest Act. He introduced this piece of legislation back in 2017. It would have made clear-cutting forests easier and undermine environmental review, according to the Sierra Club. He also supports expanding leases of federal oil and gas leasing oil and gas on federal lands, and has threatened the Department of Interior with funding cuts if they don't hold their lease sales more frequently. Then there's Garrett Graves of Louisiana. He's the committee's top donation collector from the oil and gas industry. He has noted that Biden is, quote, ushering in a Soviet-style state with his climate policies. Right, that's the number two guy on the committee. Number three is Paul Gosar of Arizona. He blasted Pope Francis for his socialist talking points. By the way, apropos of the caller that I had at the very end of the last hour who was saying, you know, it's against the homosexuality is against the Bible. The Pope just came out yesterday and said that we should embrace our gay brothers and sisters, and that I don't have his exact language in front of me, but I encourage you to look it up and get the exact language. But that was a big deal. So anyhow, back to Paul Gosar. He blasted the Pope for his socialist talking points in which the Pope said one of the principal challenges facing humanity in our day is the climate crisis. Gosar said if the Pope wants to devote his life to fighting climate change, then he can do it on his own personal time. Right, like Paul Gosar is running the Vatican. And then there's Lauren Boebert, the conspiracy nut, who tweeted that climate activist Greta Thunberg is, quote, the world's least favorite teenage eco-terrorist. And then there's land use attorney Harrod Hagman, who likes to talk about exporting clean coal. She noted in on a radio show, the quote, "The federal government under Joe Biden and radical Democrats are intent on taking over and federalizing our private property rights under the auspices or claim of combating climate change. This is a UN-driven, unlawful land grab that would be devastating to the economy in this country and dramatically alter the very nature of private property rights and who and what the United States is." Right. As Meteor Blades notes over on Daily Kos, cue the black helicopters. Accountable U.S. says that Republican members of the committee have already taken over $4 million in campaign donations from the oil and gas industry. Of the Republicans, this is from Accountable U.S., of the Republicans on the committee, five outright oppose federal public lands. This is the committee that has oversight over federal lands. Most have demonstrated support for election denial, and all have supported policies to expand industry-friendly federal leases to big oil and other extractive sectors. Several have personal financial conflicts of interest in the form of either spousal employment or stock holdings. Your Republican Party at work, right? This is just so wrong. Anyhow, let's pick up some of your calls here. Bill in Nashville, Tennessee. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today? Bill, listening to Sirius XM in Nashville? I'm not hearing Bill.
Hello?
Hey, Bill, you're on the air.
I'm here.
What's up?
I'm here. Hello? Can you hear me?
I can.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
Sir.
Hello? Okay, about the 30% sales tax, it's important to point out that this sales tax does not include the sale of stocks, bonds, and other stuff, which doesn't benefit Joe Plumber. It only benefits Elon Frack and Musk.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
You know, and how much, if a million stocks traded every day, how much would 30% of that bring into the Treasury?
Yeah.
We could pay for anything and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, we wouldn't even need to put that 30% tax on everything else. We could just put it on stocks and bonds. There's actually, I mean, back in the 1930s, when I think it was 36, when Franklin Roosevelt created the Securities and Exchange Commission, they put a tax on transactions. It was, my recollection is it was 10 mils, 10 one-hundredths of a penny on every $100, but I could be wrong. It was in that neighborhood, though. It was a very, very small tax. It was called the Securities Transaction Excise Tax, S-T-E-T, the STET tax. And that tax was intended to fund, to pay for, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC. And by 1964, that tax was making so much money that it was producing a surplus of hundreds of millions of dollars a year beyond what the agency needed to operate. And so Congress got together and said, well, we don't need this tax anymore, and they did away with the STET tax. And if you look at a curve, you know, a graph of stock prices, that's about the time the stock prices started to really explode. And there is some speculation that the STET tax, that we really need to bring that STET tax back, because it acts like gear, you know, sand in the gears. It slows down the velocity of transactions. Right now, you've got people who are doing computer-aided transactions, you know, where they're literally trading, you know, billions, hundreds of billions of dollars worth of stocks every minute, you know, just churning them constantly. And if they had to pay, you know, a 10,000th of a, you know, of a percent on each stock transaction, they would be more reluctant. They would be less willing to do that kind of trading. And it's that kind of trading that allows the fat cats on Wall Street to make money, whether the market is going up or down, and causes small investors to get screwed constantly. It's why, you know, you really can't, outside of just buying stocks and sitting on them for the long term, it's really hard to make money in the stock market. But you know, without inside information. But that, I've been a big fan of that. In fact, in my book, Rebooting the American Dream, there's a chapter about bringing back the STET tax. I mean, I published that 12 years ago, but it would be a good idea. Bill, thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. That was great. Kelly in San Jose, California. Hey, Kelly, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Hey, oh God, what a great show today.
Thank you.
I can't believe Ohio. But what I called for is that sales tax. Prior to being in Medicare, I've been working in the mortgage profession and finance for years. Mm-hmm. The Mortgage Bankers Association, CAR, NAR, the Building Industry Association, they're all sending out bulletins flipping out over this, because a $300,000 home would have a $90,000 sales tax.
You're right.
And it's not going to happen. The lobbyists are going to kill that. And I just don't see it coming to fruition. So everybody's up in arms over it.
Well, Kevin McCarthy has now come out against it.
he's got to have the vote. He's probably got his you-know-what kicked by his lobbyist friends.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Kelly. And nice to hear from you. It's just incredible. Lisa in Fallbrook, California, listening to No Lies Radio. Hey, Lisa, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Gosh, I was laughing. I'm just cleaning out my office, and I have a toilet brush that is Trump, and the bristles are his hair.
Oh, perfect. Hilarious. I've got Trump toilet paper around here someplace.
I should have called last hour, but I just wanted to pose a question with all the debate over the LGBTQ community and ridiculous M&M femininity or whatever. It seems like all these, like, framing it in a cultural and social frame just keeps it there. But the real problem, or something that I think is a problem, is what about all the chemicals in our environments that actually are affecting people? And I think part of it is that it's creating people with unbalanced hormones. So, of course, they feel different, like a different sex or whatever. And I think that's never addressed.
Yeah.
And I just wonder how can that be remedied? Instead of debating about it as a social issue, what about a health issue?
Yeah, I know that, some of these chemicals are, flipping frogs' genders and causing amphibians to be multi-sex, but I haven't seen any evidence that it's happening in humans. I think the bigger issue is that it is affecting the endocrine system of humans, and it is affecting, our hormonal balances, but it's affecting them in ways that don't so much appear to be causing us to become gay or something like that, but rather causing cancer. What? I mean, it's causing serious medical problems.
That's a good point.
Yeah, hormone-based cancers, uterine cancer, testicular cancer, breast cancer, those kinds of cancers appear to be tied to these kinds of chemicals. I don't think that it's, this is why we have, we've had gay people forever. I mean, this is just part of the normal spectrum of, not just humans, every mammal.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And not just mammals. When we were doing the show 15 years ago and I was living down in the Willamette River, we had two male ducks for 2 years that were a gay couple. We called them Adam and Steve.
Ever feel guilty about how much food waste you take out to the garbage? If the answer is yes, you may want to try Lomi. Lomi is an electronic composter that could make composting both easy and odor-free. Lomi is a countertop electric composter that turns scraps into dirt in under 4 hours with just the push of a button. There's no smell when it runs, and it's really quiet. The nutrient-rich dirt is functional in that it can be used for gardens or houseplants. This humanizes the product to a practical level. If you want to start making a positive environmental impact or just make cleanup after dinner that much easier, Lomi is perfect for you. Head to Lomi.com/orbit and use the promo code ORBIT to get $50 off your Lomi. That's $50 off when you head to Lomi.com/orbit and use promo code ORBIT at checkout. Food waste is gross. Let Lomi save you a cold trip out to the garbage can.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. 9 minutes before the hour, welcome back. Connie in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Connie, what's on your mind today?
Well, I was listening to that guy about the gauge, and I was really upset. I'm a Christian, too, and I'm just tired of I was a hairdresser for 20 years, and all I saw during that time were these religious people, I'm spiritual, not religious, with man-made rules, that were beating up on my friends that were gay. And as a Christian, you know, we have a whole Bible to read, and you don't live by one verse of a man and a woman to be married. You live by the whole Bible. And I'm reading extra books of the Bible that were put in the Bible. And Jesus had gay friends. And it's usually racist and bigots. I came from a small town in Kansas, and I lived that as a young girl to watch these people degrade them. And that's how God made them. And he, you know, in our lessons, we learn to adjust to different and to always be a friend. It's just like they're trying to get religion in right now. In separation of church. In Nebraska, they just passed the thing that they're giving money in Iowa to private schools. And I moved to Omaha and have my daughter in a Lutheran private school when she was five, and I couldn't afford it when I got to Omaha, Nebraska. So I got in, I found out where the best schools were, put her there. I took her to church every Sunday school and everything. You know, parents don't want to go with them. They want to just send them off to a private school.
Right.
And a lot of those things aren't good that are taught. That's all I can say.
Using religion to justify bigotry is tragic. It's just absolutely tragic. And it's ahistoric. Read the book of John where Jesus, you know, rests with his head on John's chest. Or John rests with his head on Jesus' chest, I guess it was, you know, and then he writes, I was the one that Jesus loved, you know, John, the disciple that Jesus loved. And it's like, oh, really? Huh, interesting. Connie, thank you. Thank you very much for that. Chip in Lawrence, Kansas. Hey, Chip, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First of all, I love that lady. Give her an A+.
Connie, yeah.
I just want to say that James, who was the last caller last hour, It's taking things out of context. If you do research, the oldest copy known of Leviticus is in ancient Greek. It does not say it's an abomination for a man to sleep with a man. It's an abomination for a man to sleep with a child as he would with a woman. Hmm. People don't pay attention to historical context and things in the Bible. I would love to teach a course called The Bible Within Historical Context, but then again, Ron DeSantis would have me arrested.
Yeah, you would not tolerate it. I totally get it, Chip. And there's been, translation after translation and throughout the years and interpretations and conflicts and contradictions. And as I said to him, I said, the Bible says if your kids talk back, you're supposed to stone them to death. Are you going to do that? And there's long silence. Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of wacky stuff in there. Chip, thank you. Thank you very much. Mary in Arlington, Texas. Hey, Mary, what's up?
Yes, I wanted to speak about the Bible, too.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about Romans. That's where they list all the bad things, all the horrible things that they do.
That was Paul, not Jesus.
Yes, exactly. And he was writing to the Romans. Okay, then in chapter 2, he said, well, watch out, because there you go, trying to be somebody different. Then in chapter 3, what do you say? For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Yep.
And there we go.
Yep.
He's put up as our propitiation by his blood, so that when God looks at us, he doesn't see any kind of sin, none whatsoever.
Yeah, I get it, Mary. Mary, thank you very much. James in Charlotte, North Carolina. James, we just have a half a minute. You got a quick one here?
Yeah, I got a quick one. I'll keep it short. I'm in favor of a 30% sales tax if they give us the universal basic income, Medicare for all, and free college tuition. I'll take my answer off air.
Oh, that's a reasonable swap, James. Interesting. Of course, we're doing away with all the other taxes. I still think it's a crazy idea. I don't know. How much time do I have, Sean? Okay. 5 seconds. Okay, I'm not going to do that. James, thank you for the call. Thanks so much. And we got to run. Thanks so much for being with us today. Wow, what a program. What a lot of crazy topic. Tomorrow is Anything Goes Friday. Do we have a guest tomorrow? Nope, it's just you and me. Super. Thanks again for being with us today. Thanks so much for listening to the program. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It does require you. It requires all of us, right? So get out there, get active, tag your it. There's so much that we can and should be doing. We need to be doing it to turn this country around. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Explore the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of old New England with American Cruise Lines. You'll visit scenic Martha's Vineyard, beautiful Nantucket, and Bar Harbor. Enjoy an authentic lobster bake along the rocky shores of Maine aboard the newest fleet of small cruise ships. Relax on your private balcony, breathing in the ocean air as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.